I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Just hurry up and get it done. Stop bloody foiling our attempts to get this podcast done. You're the one who's got to race off camping leaves.
Guys, I'm luxury clamping.
What are you getting your tubes done?
Okay, this is podcast number two for today, so we're just going to go straight into the best bits
luxury
of
clamping.
The show. Enjoy
clamping.
It.
Clamping.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I have been talking to my niece, who's about to start her journey into her university studies, her tertiary years.
Can you remember the pressure of putting in your preferences for the degree that was going to shape the rest of your life?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to take
What's she
in.
Thinking of doing?
She's a clever cookie. She got an OP5, very clever. Mm. She's looking at doing advanced business as a bridging to something else that she hasn't yet decided. But that's the thing, right? Part of me feels, should I have just told her, you might just not need to go to university?
Well, that's valid. What do you suggest she does?
Well, the other day I was reading that people are stealing other people's wheelie bins, rummaging through it, Sarah, plucking out cans and bottles and recycling them. And they're claiming that they're making up to $100,000 a year. So why is my precious niece going to endure 3 to 4 years of university when she could be clocking 100 large a year rifling through bins?
True, especially when most entry-level professions are like, what, 40K a year fresh out of uni? And she could be making 60K more than that.
Yes.
You know there's a degree for it, right?
Well, there is, and I want her to consider it.
Right. Let's do this. Let's begin. Let's forage. Your future starts now. It's time to bin thieve and do it your way. Passion, purpose, pillage. Let's hit the bins and lift the lid on your career. Earn up to $100,000 every year and all while saving the environment. It's a dream job. Dive into learning, dive into dumpsters. Yeah, that's right. Choose bottles, choose cans, choose return and earn with world-class lecturers, flexible learning, optional cover of darkness. It's all happening at ibisuniversity.com.au. Been there, done that.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Oh, it's me now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was
caught up in earning $100,000 a year right
then.
I might even change my career from this. Hey, I've realised that some people have skills that I'm incredibly jealous of.
It's okay. I hate to make you feel that way every day. I'm so sorry. I know.
You know what? It's
in
not
your face.
It's not you, please.
Okay, what are you talking about?
I was at a cafe and I'd paid for my muffin and my coffee.
Yep.
And the lady counted my change back to me in that way that I think it's a certain generation, but they're like, and 5 makes 65, 20, 85, and there's another, I can't even do the maths, $35 5 change back to you. I mean,
it's like a reverse change counting. They count it back up to what you gave them.
I don't know how they do it. And I look at them so befuddled. I'm sure I'm a rabbit in headlights just looking at them kind of like cross-eyed and okay. Like they could hand me back any denomination.
But if they count it
that way. If they count it back, I believe them. I do not have that skill.
You're jealous of that.
I am jealous because I think it's so smart. It's so quick math.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So we're talking little things that you're jealous of.
Yeah, that other people
other
can
people.
Do. Like what about you, Lise?
Okay. I am incredibly jealous of women that are able to bring cupcakes in an actual cupcake carrier. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I see them walking towards the school gate. Not only have they made the cupcakes, but they have had the foresight to purchase some form of Tupperware with molded cups to hold the cupcake, Sarah. I'm jealous of
that. So you're jealous of someone's Tupperware drawer, essentially, I think.
Yes, I just think, wow, what a life that must be.
I would also add, I've got a friend who can pick up anything with her toes. She is part primate, I'm sure of it. It doesn't matter what's on the...
What is she picking up with her bloody
cent.
Toes?
I've seen her pick up a 5 cent coin with her toes. Sometimes she holds a tissue in between her big toe and her next toe.
What for?
Just because she can. Wow. And I'm jealous of that. All right? And I reckon there are other people out there who are in the same mindset. 13, 10, 60. What little thing are you jealous about other people being able to do?
I drink a lot of coffee from a lot of different places.
Yes.
I'm jealous of people who can drink a cup of coffee and go, that's a good coffee. I don't know what constitutes one.
Are you always on a quest?
To try and work out what a good coffee is?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I'd love to know. Some people can just go, that's a good coffee.
They just know it innately. You're jealous of their taste buds.
Yes.
Okay, we got there in the end, Scotty.
That was very cryptic. It was like the New York Times crossword trying to work 13, out what the hell 10, you were 60, banging on
guys.
About.
We want your calls. What little thing are you jealous about other people being able to do?
I lose the plot. I think it's such a life skill and I'm so jealous that they can do it. It's normally people who are age 60 plus. Just counting my 5 cent and 10 cent coins back to me.
Yeah, right. Jealous of that. Yeah. Look, I mean, that's
fine. I'm jealous of how unthused sometimes you can sound when I tell you stories.
No, that's fine. I was, what you're jealous of may not be what I'm jealous of because I'm jealous of people who actually own cupcake containers. I don't know how you get to a point in your life.
That's such an easy fix. I don't understand.
Have you ever been to a Kmart?
I have, guys. But it's
set you back all of 450.
It's the fact that you've got to be the right type of person to prioritise that, to go, today I'm going to Kmart and I'm getting the cupcake.
You can do this. I believe in you.
Do you?
All right. Here we go. Open the phones. 13, 10, 60. What little thing are you jealous about others being able to do?
Bronte,
I don't have my glasses on. Talk us through.
I'm jealous of people who know how perfectly to stop before a red light.
Yes, that is to be celebrated, Bronte.
You mean
I
where they
agree.
Just ease to the line?
Yes, when they just like perfectly, it's not too hard, not too soft, it's just perfect.
Are you an overshooter or an undershooter?
I'm definitely an undershooter.
Oh, right. Interesting. And then you're just wasting hours in your day. If you add all the times that you've slowed down prematurely, like you've wasted your life.
That is a time skill. I can also add I'm jealous of people who know when the green light's going to change.
And they start
revving their engine up.
Oh, my God.
When the other light goes orange, just as it changes from orange to red, you count one banana, two banana, three banana, boom, it goes green. Thank you. You're welcome, Lauren.
I thought you would have been 13. Counting one tequila, two tequila, three tequila. Floor it.
Lauren on 13, 10, 60, what little thing are you jealous about?
Ladies, I actually have two things that I'm jealous about. Okay. The first one is I'm super jealous of people who can gauge the right amount of rice or spaghetti. To feed people.
Yes.
What?
That is actually perfect. Yes, I swear I put in two cups of rice and I could feed 17 people.
Yes. Yeah. And my other one, ladies, is that I'm really jealous of people who can tie knots in lolly snakes in their mouth.
What?
Yes.
People who use their tongue.
I have a friend who can tie a cherry stalk. That's even harder, I think.
That is an agile tongue. And they are underrated, Lauren. Agile tongues. I think we're all jealous of them.
Definitely.
I think we can say it,
can't
we?
I feel uncomfortable.
Lise, I don't know about you, but I've been watching the news and reading the papers and seeing all the pictures of the floods happening in far north Queensland, and I just feel so helpless. I feel so far away. What can I do to help out these people who, I mean, they've lost everything, like hundreds of homes, just tens of thousands of people impacted.
Yeah, it's unimaginable. And I know for myself when these things happen, bushfires, floods, you want to help. But sometimes the practicality of that is overwhelming and you just don't know where to turn to.
Yeah, right. So we did some investigating and we've come across a non-profit organization that's called GiveIt, G-I-V-I-T. And basically, they match people who have things to donate with people who need things.
It's a genius idea.
It absolutely is. And in fact, it's the official donation channel for the Queensland floods. And they've got a host of other things that they're dealing with in Australia too, drought relief, back to school.
They're appeals. The real deal.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of regular punters are often scared to donate because they're like, oh, is this going to admin fees? Is this going to where it really needs to go to? GiveIt is the real deal.
That's right. So we've got founder and director Juliet Wright on the line.
Juliet, where do we start?
Well, all you need to do is go to the website because it will tell you exactly what's needed when the people need it. And as you know, they're absolutely devastated and there's going to be several phases of recovery. So right now we need care packs for little girls and boys. We need clothing vouchers, grocery vouchers, and we also need cash for items because you can think we don't want to bring in tens of thousands of washing machines and beds when they get back on their feet. We want to buy those items locally because the businesses are also going to be doing it tough.
Yeah, right. It's a flow-on effect, of course.
Okay, so vouchers are obviously an easy get because they can be posted from anywhere
the
country.
And you just think, if you lost absolutely everything today, what would you need tonight? So you need bed, you need linen, but you need a pillow. And you don't want my pillow.
No.
Oh, you want to go and buy a pillow that suits you. You want to go and put a pair of shoes on that fits you. So I know that people want to give stuff and you can pledge your items and your furniture on the GiveIt website and we will match them to people in need. But at this phase, right now, we really do need vouchers so that they can just buy those really personal items.
So if we have listeners in Melbourne, in Sydney, in Perth, in Adelaide, they can go to Kmart, to Woolies, to Big W, to IGA. They can buy a voucher and they post it to the address listed on your website. Is that kind of how it works?
That's right. Or you could just go to the GiveIt website, go to the tab funds and, you know, donate funds, and we will then purchase the items. And we will purchase the vouchers and send them directly to the charity on your behalf.
And what are you hearing from the front line at the moment, Juliet?
No, look, I mean, a lot of shock and a lot of unknown. A lot of people have had to leave their house and are predicting that they've lost absolutely everything. Now, whether they're insured or uninsured, they need a toothbrush today. So our goal is to make sure that they get exactly what they need. But it's really important that people do not send unsolicited donations to the area. We're working with over 50 charities and none of them, zero, want any donations on their doorstep. What that does is it takes volunteers and staff away from actually dealing with the needs of people who have been affected.
Okay, well, you heard it right there from founder and director of GiveIt, Juliet Wright. Come on, Australia, let's get on board, get those vouchers flowing.
It's a click away, isn't it? Next time you're doing your online shop at Coles, add a voucher in and then send it off. That's
tickety
it.
Boom.
I'm doing it.
Help everyone in the floods.
Thanks, Juliet.
Thank you.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
God, I'm excited for Fridays. Friday. Oh, God. It
sounds
like...
Oh, my God. Did you just say Friday? I'm so embarrassed for you right now.
Me too.
Although
Friday.
It's a bit of a turn on for some.
Like that plumber guy in Married at First Sight who's with Jess. What? Imagine if she started saying Friday. She'd be in there living in Gympie. No worries.
Hey, Sarah, sometimes I think... Geez, I wish I had a crack at being single in this day and age.
Do you? Oh, God, I think it'd be a nightmare. I think you'd be a nightmare being single in this day and age.
Listen to this and tell me it doesn't tickle your fancy a little bit. Samsung has released a new dating app with a very unique twist. Now, unlike Tinder where there's a profile picture, like, you know, a photograph of someone, Samsung have said, no, 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 we don't want to see your face. We want to see the inside of your fridge.
Really?
Okay. So the only photos on your profile is a photograph of the inside of your refrigerator. And the premise is that it offers people a pathway to someone's heart outside of their appearance.
I'm actually thinking of what's in my fridge at the moment and what that would reveal to somebody. There is 2-day-old tuna bake. There's half an iceberg lettuce and there's half a bottle of prune juice.
So based on that, so
well,
if
my
you
recipes
were...
are trapped in the 1970s and I've got some trappages.
If Do you want to know what they've called it?
What?
Refrigerating. Oh, I mean, that okay. alone Look, deserves
I join for accolades. The puns.
That's right. I would have called it frigid or not frigid.
What's in your fridge?
What is in my fridge?
Just a lot of cheese.
A lot of almond milk. Oh, a lot of fruit.
One of those
a lot of white nectarines, guys. I am mad for okay. a white necky.
I'm going to hit play on this song before you guys say 131060. What's in your fridge?
What is in your fridge?
No. Don't call.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Okay, so while you were listening to the replay of the show, Lise has worked out what it is she's doing this weekend.
We're going luxury glamping.
Not glamping.
I meant luxury camping or glamping. I got them mixed up. And I need to leave pronto. All right?
Okay.
That's it. I can't wait. There's a clawfoot bath in a tent.
A what?
A clawfoot bath.
What's a clawfoot bath?
What?
Is this new? You haven't done this one before.
What?
No, we have gone to this place before, but we haven't stayed in the luxury tents.
Is it just you and Dane
caravan.
Or are the kids there too?
No, the kids are there too.
Oh, right. Are they allowed to get in the clawfoot bath?
Yes, they can't wait.
Right.
It's bath is of no help at all being a clawfoot bath. Yeah, it's just a bath that's raised off the ground.
It also has like, it's a jet. Who cares, Scotty? Like, who cares? It doesn't. If I like a clawfoot bath, what the hell? What the bloody hell is it to you?
Lame. A clawfoot bath looks like the kind of thing that a bogan would get put into their house to feel a bit fancy.
Oh no, they're not bogan.
No.
They are Downton Abbey and then
some. You know when you go to someone's house, like we put a chandelier in the bathroom.
You can't even buy a clawfoot bath at TK Maxx. Okay,
I think you can.
That's
now.
That's the standard. If it's not at TK Maxx, it's too highfalutin. It's glamping.
No. Anyway,
can
so
we
that's
start
where
a fashion brand called Highfalutin.
Highfalutin. Yeah,
that's what I'm doing, guys.
But are you still wearing your regular camp clothes when you're glamping, or do you have to change your appearance to match the upward trend in your outdoor experiences? Or are you just schlepping around in
I'm
your thongs?
I'm just schlepping. I'm just schlepping. I don't want to think when I'm on holidays.
Oh, that'll be
How long are you away for? Just one night?
Just make fun of my little getaways. It's fine.
I'm not making fun. I think you'll have a lot of fun. Ooh. Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. All along.
I will send you a photo of me in the clawfoot bath if you wish.
Wow, dreams come true.
I will.
If you would like to do that, I also would like to test the HR team here at Southern Cross Stereo.
Shut up, Scott.
In fact, take a picture. We'll put it in the podcast notes. Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.